Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
This week's Torah portion is Sam so eloquently read. It's about Yaakov, Jacob. Last week we saw him running away and leaving. And I have to tell you, this is not my favorite Torah portion. It kind of reminds me of a sitcom with the wives and all the problems that poor Yaakov had. So I looked for something that I thought might be a bit of a lesson in this. And I call it sheepish leadership. Sheep. You wouldn't think they'd play a major role in determining the leaders, but they did. First we have Moses. Once a ewe wandered from the pack, and Moses scoured the desert to find it. He finally found the parched and exhausted creature, and he fed and carried it back to the rest of the flock. Well, I can't say for sure God was impressed with this, but on the way home, he ran across something, a burning bush, and the rest is history. King David was also a shepherd. And could it be that David's handling of the sheep was also the reason God chose him to lead the flock, his flock? David had a very unique grazing system. What he did was he took the younger sheep and he sent them out. And they got the tender grass. And when they were filled, he sent the older ones out with the stronger jaws that could munch on what was left over. It was difficult grazing there. In this manner, the tougher meadow grass was left for those sheep with the stronger jaws, as I said. Could it be that God was impressed with David's ability to discern the different needs of varying age groups and foresaw in those actions the leadership qualities needed to be king? Well, so much for the career of the two greatest Jewish leaders as shepherds. Let's look at Yaakov's shepherding. As a shepherd, it seems to me the Torah goes into quite a bit of detail. Do you know that the 20 verses of Yaakov's shepherding in the Torah, there's 20 verses of it. Well, almost 20 verses. Of different kinds. My allergies are getting me. There are almost 20 verses on the different varieties and colors of sheep and how he achieved this. Let's look at the story. Yaakov worked 15 years for his father-in-law. Yuck. Laban. No matter how hard he toiled, Laban constantly tried to deny Yaakov's compensation. Finally forced Yaakov Oh, thank you. My wonderful daughter. She looks after me. Finally, he forced Yaakov to accept a share in the sheep as wages, but only with certain stipulations. He would only compensate him with sheep that were a mutation from the normal flock. Doesn't seem fair. First, Yaakov's wages were set to be paid with only speckled and flawed lambs that were born of Yaakov's flock. Yaakov, in a procedure that would have astounded even Gregory Mendel, and he was the father of the genetics today. He was said to be a German, but he was a Jewish German. Anyway, he produced sheep exactly according to the specifications that Laban put out. Next, Laban allowed him striped sheep. Again, miraculously, Yaakov cultivated his flock and produced a bounty of striped sheep. Then the Torah repeats the episode in various colors and stripes that would be significant of its importance. And you know, I've got a story. Rabbi Arya Levin was once standing outside his yeshiva in Jerusalem while the children were on a 15-minute recess break. His son, Chaim, a teacher in the yeshiva, was standing and observing when suddenly his father turned to him. "What do you see, my son?" asked Rav Arya. Why, his son answered, "Children playing." "Tell me about them," said Rav Arya. "Well," answered Chaim, "Dovid is standing near the door of the school with his hands in his pocket. He probably is no athlete. Moshe is playing wildly. He probably is undisciplined. Yankel is analyzing how the clouds are drifting." That's me. "I guess he was not counting in the games. But all in all, they are just a bunch of children playing." Rav Arya turned to him and exclaimed, "No, my son, you don't know how to watch the children. Dovid is near the door with his hands in his pocket because he has no sweater. His parents can't afford winter clothes for him. Moshe is wild because his rabbi scolded him, and he's frustrated. And Yankel is moping because his mother is ill, and he bears the responsibility to help with the entire household. In order to be a rabbi, you must know each boy's need and make sure to give him the proper attention to fulfill those needs. Know your sheep." Yaakov had a very difficult task. His mission was to breed 12 tribes, each to be directed in a unique path. Some sons were to be merchants, others scholars. Judah was destined for royalty, while Levi was suited to be a teacher for the people. Each son, like each person, has a special mission. Sorry. Hashem needs a father for 12 tribes who would not breed all his children in the same mold. God wants us to be individuals. He has a job for each one of us. Only someone who knew how to cultivate unity in diversity would have known how to produce the forebears of the Jewish nation. There's more to being a leader and leading sheep than just putting them out to eat. It's a tough job. Now, I did a lot of speculation in this about the sheep. But there was one thing that stood out. Yaakov did not give up. He kept at it. He didn't take his favorite wife and run away. He could have done that. Or he didn't say, okay, Laban, I'm your slave. I'm going to be here. No, God had a job for him, and he stuck with it. We sometimes give up. He didn't. And a whole nation of diverse people came out of it. Shabbat shalom.